very welcome back to the Flap Culture Patreon. Hope you're well. Thanks for supporting. Much appreciated. We love having you here. There's more to come this month, but obviously February kicked off with music's biggest night, in inverted commas, with the Grammys. And I've brought in the only other person that cares about this night. It's Sista Pods, Cian Sullivan. Hello, Cian. How are you?
Hello. I was saying to you off mic, I'm so happy you're doing this. Normally I watch this on my own and I'm just like scrolling on my phone being like, oh, Beyonce should have won. No one to chat to, so I'm happy to natter away in this.
Well, I think that Flap Culture listeners are all for this as well, because I did ask for some takes on Instagram and people have been providing, but we'll get into that a little bit later on. What are your kind of immediate takeaways from the ceremony? Do you always watch? Because I was, again, was saying to you off mic, this is the first year that I've watched like all the way through the whole ceremony for a very long time. And I thought it was good. I actually thought it was a good year for the Grammys.
Yeah, I normally wouldn't watch the whole thing. Last year was the first year I watched the whole thing in ages. I normally would just get up, look at the results, and then watch all the YouTube clips about it. See someone win that award, see someone win that award. Go through the performances and watch the performances kind of just like all separate on YouTube. Was normally how I would have watched it. But it's always something I follow. I look at the nominations, I look at the odds, and then I see who wins on the night, and I'm inevitably disappointed. Like, I think I've realized that my toxic trait is repeatedly gaslighting myself that they'll get it right.
Yeah, fair. Well, sorry, I will say, when I say that I thought the Grammys were good this year, I mean as a ceremony overall, and I do think they got some of the categories right. Mm-hmm. Others maybe not so much. And that kind of seems to be the general consensus, I will say, especially for some of the big categories. Why did you watch last year? Was it just the Beyonce of it all?
I think I had a VPN in my possession and I realised I could watch it.
Brilliant. Perfect. Who needs a better excuse than that? We may as well go from the top, even in terms of the, yeah, you know, the whole ceremony, the pageantry, before we get into the weeds of the categories. Dua Lipa, Dua Peep. She's opening. She's here. LP3 is imminent. She opened with this kind of medley of the new single Training Season, Dance the Night, and Houdini. Thoughts? Opinions?
I thought it was a great way to open. Like, opening it up, seeing her in her Bondage Barbie era in a sort of like cube cage, premiering the new song with no sort of introduction, kind of gave me that exciting, you know, MTV new music premiere moment where you're excited to see a song for the first time visually. Because so much of how I experience music for the first time now is on a Friday morning listening to Spotify. So I can't remember the last time I actually witnessed a new song, you know, in person without having to be able to actually listen to it on Spotify at the time. So I found that like a really sort of just exciting moment as a pop fan. Am I excited for Training Season having seen that clip? I don't know. I don't know if it really Now, look, obviously, I've heard Houdini loads of times and I've heard Dance the Night loads of times. It didn't, like, grab me straight away. I'm still going to listen to it, but I didn't come out of that being like, cannot wait for Training Season to come out.
Okay, I had the inverse reaction, because when I heard the snippets on social media, I was texting my other friend, Cian. I have lots of Cians in my life. I think we've joked about this before. Cian, that you've met as well, Cian McCarthy. Mm-hmm. And he was very excited about Training Season when he heard the initial snippets on social media. And then we were talking about the performance. And I said, oh, I think I'm kind of more on board now. I think the production is more interesting than I thought it would be on the verses. Like, I'm kind of back in now. And he was like, I don't know. So he was also, he had the same reaction as you, which is interesting. I like Houdini. I think it's proven to be more earwormy than people are maybe giving it credit for. But I do understand the critiques around it as well. I thought her performance in general was like fine to good. I thought there was a lot of set dressing to kind of, you know, a lot of dancers to kind of go with her. And I don't want to say cover her up, because she was doing choreo and like, good for her, most improved. She is dancing a little bit. Is she dancing the night away? I'm not sure. But yeah, I thought, like, good. And, like, ballsy to open it with a song that, respectfully, nobody fucking knows yet, you know?
Yeah, 100%. No, I just want to be too critical of it. Like, I think she did a good job.
No, you can be too critical. It's fine. Maybe I'm being too complimentary.
No, but, like, I'm worried that how I described it was too critical than my actual experience of it, which was, like, you know, okay, this isn't grabbing me, but I'm still excited. I'm still on board to listen to it for the first time when it comes out. Which, do we know when that is?
No.
Okay. Sorry to put you on the spot on that one. But no, I, you know, like you said about the dancing, Trevor Noah, who we cannot talk about if you don't want to, then describes her as a performer of a generation. And I was like, girl. I mean, she's great girl. And all. We love girl. Doing the beat. But girl, don't lie to my face like that.
I had to, Trevor Noah was saying a lot of things. A lot of things. And I said this to you in a text before we were recording. I was like, I'm not talking about Trevor Noah because, look, don't get me wrong. Hosting awards shows is in a really weird moment in time where like nobody can do a good job and it's not really fun. And like, I don't necessarily think he was, it's not that I think he was bad, but it's certainly not my style. And I think there, I don't know, there was a lot of lickarsery. I think, okay, if you're going to tell jokes, but you're like among the celebrities and it's just like, oh my God, applause for you. You're brilliant. Yes, you're all brilliant. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. It just did nothing for me. The only bit that I found funny was he obviously learned from Joe Coy at the Golden Globes and was again like licking Taylor Swift's arse as well. And at one point she came in and was taking her seat at the table and he was like, all the tables around their table, like their economies are just skyrocketing now because of Taylor. And then he said, Lionel Richie has become Lionel Wealthy. I was like, that was good. I'll give you that, Trevor. And then every other moment I had to 10 second fast forward through. I couldn't do it. I couldn't listen to it.
I mean, I'm not a comedian, and so why should I be offering critique? It should have been Lionel Super Richie.
Yeah. Okay. I like Lionel Wealthy. I didn't have an issue with Lionel Wealthy.
I definitely learned from Joe Coy. He didn't pick on any of them. I think that was fine. And I think that worked better because I think he got a better reaction from the crowd. I think the joke was never on the artist. It was about something kind of related to the artist. Like when he asked Olivia Rodrigo, what is she going to rhyme Bloodsucker with on stage? Like it's kind of an in-joke. Did I smile at times? Yeah. But like when he was blowing smoke up the arses, I was rolling my eyes. What did he call Ed Sheeran? Performer of a generation? Everything
Thank
was of a generation.
Fuck, I fast-forwarded through that because if I'd heard that, I actually think that steam would have started coming out of my ears.
I think just when he was like either trying to remember the next joke or trying to fill time, he would just be like, performer of a generation to that person, songwriter of a generation. Like, everything was of a generation. And I was like, okay, I'm not convinced by this. Also, nothing screams American more than the fact that this was held in the Crypto.com arena.
I know. Depressing. Depressing.
Are we not even trying to hide capitalism at this point? We're just wearing it around our necks.
Really makes Super Value Park or whatever the fuck they're on about calling it in Cork like a mecca, you know what I mean? Then we had our first win of the night after Trevor decided to shut up. Miley Cyrus, our fave one for best pop solo performance for Flowers. She beat off Doja Cat, Paid the Town Red, Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For, from Barbie, Olivia Rodrigo, Vampire, and Taylor Swift, Antihero. Thoughts? Her first Grammy.
Yes, I actually went to go, when I saw her up there, I was like, oh, actually, to see if she's been won before. So she answered that question for me. I'm not mad at this. I'm happy that she got her flowers for this moment. Is it my favorite song? But is it for songwriting? I don't know. It's huge song of the year. She's so charismatic. I thought she really seemed genuinely happy that she won it. But her best performance of the night is still coming when she actually performed. But yeah, I'm not mad at this.